Though society is continuously trying to make our Christian, take away our Christian values, perhaps the greater problem is that we as Christians have forgotten or failed to pass on those values.
Hello everyone, I'm sure you're familiar with the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, but here's something you may not know. The true meaning of the song goes way beyond the words. I'm Dave Dino, and today on The Tide, Pastor Dwayne Pottinger delivers his inspiring message, The Symbols of the Season. Now along the way, he'll explain, among other things, the real meaning behind The 12 Days of Christmas. And we're going to get started in just a few minutes. First though, let's join Dwayne for a few opening comments. Dwayne, I know that you're going to mention several symbols of the season in today's message, but before we get started, could you give our listeners an example of the kind of thing that you're going to be talking about?
Well, many things become part of our traditional celebration, but we have little to no knowledge as to why they are included. And I'm not going to give away my message. I really want each person to listen. But we're going to talk about some of the things that are included in our celebration, such as candles and lights, Advent wreath, holly and sprigs, and what was the original meaning or the purpose behind why they began to be included in the holiday season. I think our listeners today will find it interesting.
Some people may feel that decorating their houses with traditional American decorations, like the Christmas tree, for example, is sacrilegious, or at the very least, a bit of a compromise of Christian values. In your opinion, is that true?
Well, I think it's safe to say that they can become sacrilegious when our attention begins to shift off the true meaning and purpose, when we start to allow the traditions to shape our celebrations and we forget the real meaning for the season. But I think we have to go back and look at the original intent and the end purpose. When we start to recognize the value behind it, the meaning, the intent, Christ being the center of it, it brings help to all of us to focus on the reason for the season.
Dwayne calls them symbols of the season, traditional reminders of what the true meaning of Christmas is all about. To hear more, let's join Dwayne for his message, Symbols of the Season.
I don't know if you remember or are aware of the origin of the song, The 12 Days of Christmas. It was a teaching tool. It wasn't just a pretty little carol that was developed. You see, from 1558 to 1829, Roman Catholics were not able to practice their faith openly. So they found a way to pass on their beliefs through signs and symbols that they put to song. It was called The 12 Days of Christmas. The song goes, "On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me." My true love refers to God, the one who demonstrated his great love for us. My true love, God the Father, who sent his only Son, gave to me. What does it gave to me mean? It means to the believer. My true love, my God, sent his Son, Jesus, to me to be my Savior. And then we see the unfolding of rich theology and doctrine in this song that perhaps we have heard sung or perhaps even sung ourselves. And so what do these days mean? First day, the partridge in a pear tree. Jesus, who died on a tree to set us free. Day two, two turtle doves, the Old and the New Testament. Can you imagine in a time in which we would not be able to worship God or declare the truths of His Word openly, that we would have to find a way to communicate to each other these deep truths that we hold our faith, that we build our faith on? So the two turtle doves were the Old and New Testament. The third day, three French hens. Anybody know what they were? Faith, hope, and love. 1 Corinthians 13:13. Now remains faith, hope, and love. Three French hens. Day four, the four calling birds calling us to Jesus Christ. The Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Four calling birds. Five golden rings. They were the first five books of the Bible, referred to as the Pentateuch, or the Law. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. The five golden rings. Six geese a-laying. What in the world could that be? The 6 days of creation. God created the day and all everything in it in 6 days. And Scripture tells us in Genesis that on the seventh day, He rested. So, six geese a-laying. Seven. Seven swans a-swimming. The seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 through 11, give us the seven gifts of the Spirit. Eight maids a-milking. If you look in Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 through 10, you will see the Beatitudes. And if you'll go down and read those verses, you'll see that there are actually eight of them. Eight Beatitudes. Eight maids a-milking. Nine ladies dancing. I find it interesting they use that dancing for the nine fruit of the Spirit. Found in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23. The nine fruits of the Spirit. Ten lords a-leaping. The Ten Commandments that God gave us in Exodus chapter 20. 11 pipers piping. The 11 faithful disciples. 11 pipers piping. And 12, the 12 drummers drumming. What in the world could that be? It was the 12 points of the Apostles' Creed that had been written by this time. And now you see that in a song that perhaps we have passed off as some simplicity, has in fact deep, rich symbolism. Though society is continuously trying to make our Christian take away our Christian values, perhaps the greater problem is that we as Christians have forgotten or failed to pass on those values. You see, what I'm saying is, maybe it's not that society has become so bad. Maybe it's that we have failed to pass on the significance. And when light fails to shine in the darkness will just naturally increase. And so somehow through this message and this simple effort today, my desire is that we will be challenged to redeem the season, all the signs and symbols, by looking for their meaning, their significance. Jack Hayford, in a book called Come and Behold Him, An Invitation to Christmas Worship, said this. It's an interesting statement. As a guide to your decoration, I offer a few observations. First, be assured this is righteous. I thought that was a rather challenging statement. He said, be assured, this is righteous. I mean it! Exclamation point. Decoration of the house at Christmas is neither a surrender to pagan tradition or a capitulation to commercialism. Listen, he said, if God commissioned angels to roll back the night and fill it with a blazing light, if God provided a mighty celestial choir to serenade a few startled shepherds, if God graced the heavens with a miracle star, if God arranged such a memorable entry point as a feeding through a stable, if God went to all of this trouble to open our eyes to His entry into our world, then we needn't apologize for festooning our home with a few seasonal reminders. We've just gone through a week of Thanksgiving, and all of a sudden, as we were driving home, we began to see that Thanksgiving Day and the day after and the weekend after Thanksgiving, many people spend that time, that holiday time, putting up decorations. I had the advantage over you, perhaps, because I had already been preparing. And so I began to see the decorations on our drive home with a whole different perspective. The lights on the trees and the bushes and hanging on the porches and on the houses. Jesus is the light of the world. And all of the decorations that are going up, you see, my mind and my thoughts are being focused. That I'm not allowing the secular decoration to steal away the real reason for the season. That in fact, that is where the origin of all this came from. They've just taken it farther than us. They've marketed it for an increase of money. But we shouldn't let it steal away from us our reason to celebrate this season. And so let's consider several of the things that we are familiar with. For example, the Christmas tree. The Christmas tree is an evergreen which symbolizes eternal life. If you have evergreens in your yard or if you get a Christmas tree, if you know that it doesn't lose its leaves or its needles during the winter season, it's always green, symbolizing eternal life. How about candles and lights? Well, Jesus is the light of the world. Let them shine. Pass on the true meaning of the reason. How about the Advent wreath? They're hung on doors. They're put on tables. The Advent wreath is a symbol of the love of God without end. It goes on and on and on. The love of God. How about holly sprigs? Some people decorate with holly. Well, they are prickly leaves. Any of you have holly bushes? Oh, they're prickly. But they symbolize the crowns on his the thorn on his crown. The crown of thorns that was put on his head. And those holly bushes bear holly berries. What color are those berries? Red. Symbolizing the blood that was shed for us. The gift-giving during this holiday season is simply a reminder to us of the wise men who brought their gifts. Oh, yes, there is the possibility for us to lose the significance, to forget the real meaning, but that's why I'm challenging us today. Don't forget. In the midst of your giving of gifts, remember that we're celebrating the one who received those gifts from those wise men. The candy cane, it symbolizes the shepherd's staff. Most of them are made out of white. A white candy cane symbolizing the purity of Christ, He who is the great shepherd. And the original candy cane had three red stripes in it. I was looking at the ones that I brought today, and I noticed that they modified it a bit. They have four stripes, and then they have a thick red stripe. But that doesn't take away my understanding of the meaning of this. The shepherd, his purity, and that he came to be the ultimate Lamb of God. And then I think of the fragrance or the spices, the candles that people burn in their homes during this time. It's symbolism of the frankincense and myrrh that were brought to Jesus. Sweet-smelling aromas. Isn't it a wonderful time of the year when we stop and reflect on all the good things that we can look at and remember? Jesus is the reason. Some of you may remember, as you think back, a song that was written years ago. I don't remember the exact title, but it was something about tie a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree. Do you remember that song? If I remember correctly, it was about a man that had been put in prison. He had been in prison for a period of time, but now he was being released. And he was on his way. He sent a card ahead, and he was writing in the card that, I'm going to be coming back, and if you still love me, you know, tie a yellow ribbon on the old oak tree. And he's on the bus. He's nearing, and if you remember the song, he's nearing the place, and he's afraid to look that there won't be a ribbon. But he dares to look. You remember what he saw? 100 yellow ribbons on that old oak tree. And it was right on the heels of him saying, you know, if I don't see anything, I'll stay on the bus, forget about us, and put the blame on me. 100 yellow ribbons. What in the world does that have to do with this? Signs and symbols. The symbolism that was displayed on a yellow ribbons on a tree. Do signs and symbols have significance in our world today? Absolutely. They're all around us. The question is, are we taking time to reflect on the significance of the signs and symbols? I want to encourage you through this holiday season to reflect, to discuss with your family members, pass them on to your children, explain the reasoning behind them. Oh, moms and dads, grandparents, don't just look at the pretties, the lights and all that and talk about, oh, isn't that nice? Explain the reason behind them. Proclaim the good news. The Messiah, the Christ child has come.
I don't know about you, but I gotta tell you, I'll never look at Christmas decorations the same way again. Instead of seeing the commercialism that pervades modern society, I'm gonna be able to see reminders of the only gift that really matters, the life, the death, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now for some final thoughts, let's join Dwayne and our director Don Schenk in the studio.
Dwayne, so many of the things that you talked about in your lesson today could be seen as almost, I don't want to use the term exclusive, but very common to North American culture. But the one thing that you talked about, the gift giving, has become almost a universal concept associated with Christmas, to the point that there are millions of people around the world who know Christmas as a time to give and receive gifts, but they don't really know anything more about Christmas.
That's right, Don, especially I would think in America, which I am most familiar with, obviously, there is such a frenzied spending time, the gift buying and then the giving, and quite honestly, a lot of people go into an extended debt to do that, and we have gotten caught up in a tradition that has lost the value of why we do that, and we really have to stop and reflect, why do we give each other gifts at Christmas? And it was because of the wise men who came to give gifts to the Christ child. And he is the purpose. He is the reason that we share gifts with each other.
And the Christ child is the ultimate gift. And one of our primary purposes in our ministry here, especially in our mission broadcasts, is to give that gift away, to introduce people to Jesus Christ. One of the things that we've done in India recently, within the past year, is to help provide radios for people, because what we've realized is that there are so many people in India who are too poor to afford a radio, so they can't hear the word that we're broadcasting. And one of the things that we've initiated within the past year to help improve the effectiveness of our outreach in India is to provide people with radios, because we've come to realize that there are many people in India who are too poor to be able to afford a radio, so they cannot hear the message that we're broadcasting. And this came up as a result sort of the trip I made to India last year, but also from correspondence that's coming in. We get many letters from listeners who say that they've just by chance on someone else's radio heard the program. And it's interesting that in India there are sometimes villages of 200 or 300 people, and there might only be one radio, or maybe not even one family in that village that owns a radio. And our goal is to provide a radio in every village, so that we, as funds come in, we purchase a radio, that radio gets placed in a village with someone who will make it available for others to listen to.
Don, that would be a great idea, a great opportunity for our listeners to participate with us in helping us purchase these gifts for people around the world and share that with them, that they can hear the gospel and sit together. What a great opportunity.
And we do rely on our listeners to help provide those gifts. We have no other means of providing those radios to people in India. And Dave will give you our contact information to let you know how you can be involved in that outreach.
You know, the great thing about radio is that it can often succeed where other means of evangelism fail. If you'd like to help reach the people of India with the gospel using a medium that has stood the test of time, call us today, toll free, at 1-877-859-5484. Again, that's 1-877-859-5484. And when you call with a gift of any size, we'll send you a copy of the booklet, The Carols We Love. Now, the words of these popular songs and the stories behind them, these will be a popular reminder of why we celebrate the Christmas season. As always, you may also request a copy of today's lesson, Symbols of the Season. Call today and ask for program number 0449. The toll-free number to call is 1-877-859-5484. Or send your request to us at The Tide at P.O. Box 399, Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, 17201. For information about The Tide, or to hear an encore presentation of today's lesson, be sure to visit our website at www.gospeltide.org. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes I just want to say Merry Christmas. Unfortunately, it is a dying expression. Come and join us next week for part one of Duane's series, Expressing God's Love This Christmas. Until then, I'm Dave Dino, thanking you for tuning in to The Tide. touching hearts on shores worldwide.